USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A crash during a training exercise in northern Australia has killed three U.S. Marines. Defense officials say 23 Marines were on board the Osprey aircraft when it went down early Sunday on Melville Island north of Darwin. Three Marines were killed in the crash while five others were taken to Royal Darwin Hospital in serious condition. One person was killed and six others injured in a mass shooting in downtown Louisville early Sunday morning. Here's Louisville Police Major Shannon Louder.
LMPD had received a report of multiple gunshot victims at the Southern Lounge and restaurant behind me at 3rd and Market. When officers arrived on scene, they located a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound who was deceased on scene.
Five other gunshot victims were hospitalized, including one in critical condition. No suspects are in custody. Russia is confirming that Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash last week. Russian authorities said earlier today that genetic tests confirmed that Prigozhin was one of 10 people on board a plane that crashed on Wednesday. There's no official word on a cause of that crash. GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie says a Donald Trump nomination means just one thing.
What it'll mean for folks across the country is four more years of Joe Biden. And for Republican primary voters, they have to think about what that'll mean. Potentially a packed Supreme Court, potentially the elimination of the filibuster.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the former New Jersey governor said he was amazed that six of the eight candidates at Wednesday's Republican debate said they would support Trump if he's the party's nominee, even if he's convicted. Former President Donald Trump's campaign says it's raised $7 million since his mugshot was released. A campaign official said they've made nearly $20 million since Trump was indicted and arraigned in Washington. They claim $7 million of that was raised in 3 days after Trump was processed in an Atlanta jail and his mugshot was taken. This is USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react. And be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
In his first interview in the United States, the former Ukrainian prosecutor fired by Joe Biden is speaking out about the president and his son.
Former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin accusing President Biden, his son Hunter, and Burisma of corruption. Shokin tracked down and interviewed by Fox News host Brian Kilmeade. Shokin claims he was poisoned twice by his enemies who've been trying to silence him. Shokin, who is 70 years old, says he was fired for investigating Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company where Hunter Biden served on the board. In a clip from 2018, then Vice President Biden admitting Ukraine would not be getting $1 million from the United States if the prosecutor wasn't fired. The Biden White House maintains Shokin is the person who is corrupt. I'm Laura Winters.
One Republican presidential hopeful is calling himself unapologetically pro-nuclear energy and pro-fossil fuel. Biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy said on CNN's State of the Union the climate-related deaths are down 98% over the last century because of plentiful access to fossil fuels. Ramaswamy added that the climate change agenda and its anti-fossil fuel agenda are causing more deaths than climate change itself. Tropical storm Idalia formed Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico as Florida begins preparing for it to become a hurricane. A state of emergency is in effect in 33 Florida counties in response to the storm. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.